The Philadelphia Flower Show continues this week at the Pennsylvania Convention Center, where 250,000 attendees are expected to stroll through lavish garden exhibitions with tens of thousands of flowers. Some of those attendees cannot see any of the flowers. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that there's a special sensory tour for the blind.
Right now, we're standing in the center of this exhibit.
Nicole Sardella led about a dozen people through the major exhibits of the Philadelphia Flower Show. Her job is to describe everything she sees.
So directly in front of us, in what I consider the focal point of this exhibit, there's an 8-foot-tall stone waterfall.
The people in Sardella's tour can hear, smell, and touch the flower show, but they have various levels of vision, from extremely blurry to only perceiving light to total blindness.
We're going to stop right here, and I'm going to describe what is happening in this exhibit.
The theme of the flower show this year is the National Park System. In front of this exhibit of Hawaii's Volcanoes National Park, Sardella attempts to describe flowers arranged to look like a flow of lava.
All of these warm colored orchids. There's a lot of yellows and pinks and oranges, reds, and these aren't your typical orchids. The petals are curled or like sort of crimped in. They're smaller, they're thinner.
Sardella has little expertise in flowers, in Hawaii, or volcanoes. She offers no interpretation or insight. Her job is strictly to describe what things look like. The designer of this Hawaii exhibit, Susie Stepnowski, came around to offer some flower petals for people to touch.
They are very waxy. A lot of people think of orchids as delicate. They're not. They have a waxy coating to them, and the petals are very, very firm.
This sensory tour was coordinated by Art Reach. It's an organization that makes cultural activities available to people with disabilities. Lavera Diggins is blind, and she has never before been to the flower show.
Well, the smell. The smell is gorgeous. The smell is like flowers. So spacious. It's so wide open. Mostly the smell.
Although blind, Diggins is a gardener. She's a client of the Associated Services for the Blind and, as such, tends flower beds at Fairmont Park's Horticultural Center. Another person on the tour is Eleanor Childs. She used to come to the flower show all the time before her vision deteriorated.
And one of the things that I always enjoyed was the creativity of the gardeners putting across certain visions and certain ideas. So it's always interesting to see how someone's creative mind is working.
This is the third time Art Reach has organized a flower show tour for the visually impaired, and it's a tough nut to crack. Art Reach offers many description services for a lot of things, including theater and dance. But director John Orr says the flower show is almost purely a visual spectacle.
If you can verbally describe the flower show, you know, that's a pretty high bar.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.